Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Reading from the NIV. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly, or let your mouth speak such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warrior, the bows of the warriors are broken. But those who stumble are armed with strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for food. Those who were hungry are hungry no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes. And as them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundations of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be broken. The Most High will thunder from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth." The words of the Lord. Now we will listen to a song entitled Hannah's Prayer of Praise, by Sing Through the Bible.
My heart rejoices in the Lord, the Lord has made me strong. My heart rejoices in the Lord, the Lord has made me strong. My heart rejoices in the Lord, the Lord has made me strong. My heart rejoices in the Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. Now I have an answer for my
like the Lord, there's no
1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, are known as Hannah's prayer. Hannah was one of Elkanah's two wives mentioned in the first book of Samuel. According to the Hebrew Bible, she was the mother of Samuel. Now, Hannah was a barren woman, and she could have no children. Back then, the people in ancient Israel believed that a large family was a blessing from God. Now, unlike Hannah, the other wife of Elkanah, whose name was Peninnah, had children. In verse 2 of 1 Samuel chapter 2, Hannah says, "There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God." As a barren woman, Hannah was looked down on by the people in her community. Peninnah, the other wife, treated Hannah disdainfully because she knew that Hannah had their husband's heart. Now, still in the midst of Peninnah's competitiveness and disdainment, Hannah was able to pray fervently to God for a son, and she vowed to God that she would dedicate her son to him. In time, God answered Hannah's prayer, and she bore Samuel. As part of the dedication promise, Hannah and Elkanah agreed to have their son raised by a priest in Shiloh. Shiloh was an ancient city in Samaria and a major Israelite worship center before the first temple was built in Israel, before the first temple was built in Jerusalem. The Lord blessed Hannah to conceive, and she bore three sons and two daughters. It was recorded that when Hannah bore her children, Peninnah was punished. Hannah would give birth to one child, and Peninnah would bury two. Hannah bore four children, and Peninnah buried eight. Hannah praised God for his answer to her prayer. Hannah exemplified confidence in God's sovereignty throughout her prayer. We can see how thankful Hannah was for everything that God had done. We can learn great lessons from Hannah, such as to be confident in God's ultimate control over the events in our lives. We can be thankful for the many ways God and only God has blessed us. We should praise God for all good gifts. Affirm him for being our rock, our firm and unchanging foundation. He is steadfast. He is a steadfast foundation that will not move or change. We must constantly be mindful that whatever possessions, everything that we have worked so hard to obtain will ultimately pass away. But God is always present. Have faith in him. He will never fail. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are holy. You are almighty. Forgive us if we have not adequate words to praise you. Thank you for your mercies. We are thankful that you are almighty. We are thankful that you are God in three persons. We are thankful for your blessed Trinity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled A Mother's Prayer, Hannah's Song, by Rachel Aldous.
You and keep you pure. May you never stumble or fall for a lure. May your heart remain humble to the very end. May uprightness and truth be what you defend. May the world not ensnare or change who you are. And may the light that's within you shine like the stars. May angels surround you, body, spirit, mind. May favor and peace be yours to find. May rejection and pain never reach you. May your spirit grow bold for what you're called to. As you rest in God's care, I will rest too, knowing that Jesus is watching over you. Amen.
I love you, Mommy.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City High Life to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.